what do you call it? Just
a barbecue sauce made by LF.
That's interesting. I bet there's some of it in Troy, isn't it?
No, I tried to put it in the store there, and he wouldn't buy it.
Who was that?
The IGA store there. That's the only place I tried to sell it. But I had an old store down around here, and people got to buying it, and they called me up, come get it, meet me down at the produce place. I sell by the gallon.
Do you make that stuff pretty regularly?
Just whenever we run out, run short. They had a Pure Food Grow got my, I'd really had a big business. Henderson, I mean, place in Montgomery. Got all these big bass stores and superfoods. Hudson Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
He got a hold of a bottle of it and sent a fella down in. But they done had me take it out of stores. They didn't have a place to fix it. And they got 26 stores. They won't put it in over the stores.
I wonder why the fellow at IGA didn't want it.
Well, it was something new, and it was a red and white store then when I tried to sell it.
So you believe that the sauce makes a difference when you're eating the meat?
Yes, sir. The sauce is the secret of a barbecue. You can have good meat and sour sauce, you haven't got anything to eat, but you can have pretty good meat and that good sauce. You got something that you like.
The sauce will make it.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about cooking something in the ground earlier today.
That's better than beef, better than roast. That's the sourest eating in the world if you haven't got the right kind of sauce. But it takes about 2-3 days to cook this. If you haven't got a pit made with brick, you have to dig out a hole in the ground and then burn wood that 2-3 days and get the ground hot. And then you cool that down without any blaze and wet a Oldenburg cloth, heavy cloth, and wet it and put it on the ashes and then put your beef in the Oldenburg bags and then bacon bags. Fill that hole full of beef and then put tin over it and then pile dirt on top of that and then build your fire and for about 24 hours. When you got the right kind of sauce, you really got something good there. But if you haven't, it's just not much good.
Is that bag you're talking about that you put the meat in, is that used for anything else?
Yeah, it's what you pick to make cotton sack out of. It's heavy. Heavy material.
Is it heavier than croaker sack?
Oh, yeah, it's heavy than croaker sack. It's white, heavy duck, you know. You have to make small bags and you cut your beef up in small chunks and put it in those bags and put it in the bacon bag.
You said you made camp stew too?
Yeah. I make lots of camp stew for when I have a barbecue. They come get me to make camp stew and liver hash.
Tell me how you make camp stew again.
You take pork and chicken, just according to how much you want. But the more pork and chicken you put in camp stew, better it is.